A Milwaukee relief pitcher takes a baseball bat to the Dodgers, and tonight, can the Bo Sox topple last year's champions? NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
I believe the last time the Milwaukee Brewers lost, wasn't Calvin Coolidge president?
You're close. It was actually the Warren G. Harding years.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, with 13 in a row they've won now? What is it?
Actually, it was September 22nd. They have won 12 in a row. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, no one is happier than Wisconsin's meat eaters, Scott. Yeah. George Webb restaurants in Wisconsin have had this promotion for years that if the Brewers win 12 in a row, the restaurant gives away free burgers. Last time this happened was in 1987. So this coming week, it'll be Burger Mania. You would think in 2018 there'd be something for healthier eaters, but I haven't heard anything about any vegan promotions.
So. I know Wisconsin being from what they call the flatlands of Illinois, and I mean, you know, certainly bratwurst would be what I would think they'd give away, but you know, what do I know?
That's if the Cubs win 12 in a row. We'll stick with the Brewers.
And the brew crew is really good, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, last night, on a night when their biggest star, outfielder Christian Yelich, was hitless and he struck out three times, the other Brewers did their jobs. And in the case of relief pitcher Brandon Woodruff,
amazing,
who you alluded to, he did even more. He pitched a great couple of early innings, and he hit this towering home run off L.A. starter Clayton Kershaw, the great Clayton Kershaw, who, Scott, does seem to become the troubled Clayton Kershaw in the postseason. Woodruff's home run, and you know, pitchers aren't supposed to hit home runs, certainly in the postseason. It energized the Brewers. Yeah. They took a 6-1 lead into the eighth inning. The Dodgers did make it close and actually had a chance to win at the very end, but Milwaukee held on, 1-6-5. Should be more thrills today in Game 2.
The Stros and the Bo Sox. Boston has the most wins of any team this season and made quick work of the Yanks, but the Astros could be even stronger than they were last year, couldn't they?
You know, but by virtue of how they are playing right now, I like the defending champion Astros, Scott. They pounded Cleveland in the American League Division Series 3-0 by a combined score of 21-6. And the Red Sox beat the Yankees, as you mentioned. But two of the wins were kind of nervous one-run wins. So I'm liking Houston in this series.
American women soccer team plays Trinidad and Tobago this week in the qualifying tournament for the World Cup. Trinidad and Tobago were the ones responsible for knocking the U.S. men out last year, right?
Yes, that's right. The bums. Have to bring that up. It was a sad moment for the U.S. men, but we're talking about the U.S. women. Nearly always a happy story. The game against Trinidad and Tobago already happened. It was a 7-0 win for the Americans. They dominated the round-robin portion of the CONCACAF tournament. That's this qualifying tournament for the World Cup. Mm-hmm. The U.S. had three straight victories by a combined score of 18-0. But the U.S. is ranked number one in the world, Scott, and most of the CONCACAF competition not as keen as it'll be in the World Cup next year in France. Tomorrow, the U.S. plays number 64-ranked Jamaica in the semifinals of the CONCACAF tournament, and a win will guarantee a World Cup spot. Even with a stunning loss, there would be other avenues to get to the World Cup. So it's looking good for the U.S., which is the defending World Cup champion from 2015.
Yeah, and something that that every American should be proud of them. They're doing a great job. NPR's Tom Goldman. So do you, by the way. Thanks so much. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you.